Lord Jesus, please give us the grace to bring an attitude of love and cheerfulness in our communications with one another. Amen. Mother, where should we concentrate our prayers? She said the answer to that is simple. Mercy, especially mercy for the dying. Heavenly Father, please dispense mercy and the grace of conversion to those souls who are not prepared for death. Send the warmth of your love to remove all fear of saying yes to Jesus. That is a good prayer. There's nothing wrong with amending a prayer that can be improved unless it is from us. We gave you the idea so you could put it into your own words. And then I was having trouble hearing her, and I asked her to please help me hear you. She continued, "You had a thought today, and it is good to address those things when you see them. My children, those of you who have much on your mind, I desire for you to work these things out privately and not present a gloomy face. In this world, you will have many troubles, but be of good cheer, for he has overcome those troubles and came forth shining and loving. In a community, this truth is more apparent than when you live alone or with just one person. To present a troubled countenance in times of trial causes others to feel badly, as well as what is needed. And what is needed is a cheerful countenance and a responsive attitude. St. Francis would send a brother out to the woods to work out his problems, rather than letting him join the brothers who are happy with a gloomy countenance. At all times, he desired the brothers to be full of joy and singing to elevate the mood of others. As a saint once said, God save us from gloomy saints. I want you to be aware of others and how your attitude could bring them down. The world is such that there's enough doom and gloom, but here in a monastic setting, you are called to lift one another up by being very responsive and cheerful. You know, not all of us were raised that way. Some of us were raised in an environment where a sentence never got finished. No one ever said thank you, may I, or please, or anything like that. And so it's a rough, it's kind of a rough transition when you're coming into a community to learn that attitude of gratitude and being responsive with one another. I want you to be aware, she continued, of others and how your attitude could bring them down. St. Francis was very keen on good manners. He would thank others and respond to their questions in a timely way. Mother, if he had a walkie, would he always answer and be polite? Yes, of course, unless he was eating, which he did very little of. But you have a good point. When you are asked something or in a conversation, please end it properly. Do not just go silent and walk away. Now, see, that's where I'm afraid I'm getting in, because that really irks me when I'm talking to someone and they don't answer it at the end, you know, because I don't know if I should hang up or do what. But then she continued, finish that conversation with an answer and a kindly word, as well as a cheerful attitude. Before, when you were on your own, none of this mattered. You could be sullen or quiet and nobody cared. You could leave a conversation without a good closing, and those around you just saw you as normal. But in religious life, that is not normal. It is rude and brings others down. In all your interactions with one another, learn to always give a loving reply, something that will encourage and lift up the other person. Never be sullen or sulk. This is childish behavior that hurts others and can be contagious. Bring your brothers and sisters up. Be thankful for all they do. Be responsive when they have an issue they need help with, no matter how busy you think you are. These are tests in selfless love and virtue sent to you from Jesus. They can become wedding presents if you do them cheerfully. Be thankful for all the souls around you in this community. It is a privilege to live with others of a like mind and heart, serving the Lord. Do not allow yourself a sour attitude. This is an invitation from the devil to become bitter. A bitter seed, when planted, grows quickly, spreading its branches all around your heart to shut down the movement of the Holy Spirit and all the good you could be doing. I want this community to be known for its extreme kindness and good manners. In this way, all will know you belong to Christ. Selfless love, forgetfulness of self, and engage in the lives of others is also a mark of maturity and holiness. Self-absorption is not edifying to others, and you must always bring Jesus to others by your selfless, loving communication with them. Be a light unto the nations, beloved ones, and work your problems out away from the group who needs your smile and your kindliness. Please, thank you, may I, and other such details when you speak with others is so very edifying and uplifting. Again, be a light unto the nations, to your brothers and sisters, especially around you in your community, which is beautiful to behold, and a light to our hearts. I love you and will nudge you when you need help in closing a conversation. And that's all she had to say.